Well, hello everyone. Hey there, Brian. Hello, Dave. Good to see you guys. Here we are. I'm going to go and turn that down and off, but just making sure on the other page everything was working. Yellow heart. Oh, yeah. All the emojis don't come up very good on the software program. I had the other page open. I just literally closed it. How are we doing, Pat? Mac Blagic, how are you guys doing? Yes, today we're going to talk a little bit about Max Headroom. First of all, this costume of mine, complete with the rings. I just filmed and been editing. I filmed hours ago. I changed back into my costume. Yeah, of course I'm good now. Thank you. LOL. Been changed. I changed back into this costume for the live stream. I've been editing for hours. I did a response to Milo Rossi and his second Sphinx video. Hey there, Rocky. I don't think I've ever seen a video done by a debunker that was as bad as this. Hey, Ohio gentlemen, it was terrible. Ian, how we doing, buddy? Oh, thank you. Yeah, this is my Milo Rossi shirt, my Mini Minuteman shirt, so I can walk around looking totally straight. That's why I'm wearing rings on my fingers, so I look straight, and cool. I look really cool. But yeah, anyway, yeah, it's his second Sphinx video was the stupidest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Oh, thank you so much, Grant. The guy was he didn't do any research, like so little research. They like he's doing it all live, like when I live stream me doing a response video kind of thing. I'm just live streaming me. That's what he fucking uploaded, basically. It was horrible and wrong and stupid. Oh yeah, thanks, Pat. And that is correct that New Zealand is imaginary. It's it could be. UK is barely real, Vicky. I'll accept that the UK is real right now. I'm feeling generous, but yeah, all these countries where they speak English with weird accents, even Canada at times, it's like, man, if I hadn't been there, and I don't know, man. I mean, there's parts of it like the whole Northwest Territory. Who the fuck's gonna live up there? Eskimos and polar bears? Come on. Do you think that white bears that run around killing everything up in the snow are real? Do you don't think they would like settle another country? Insert white people joke here. Come on. All right. Anyway, so how do you guys how many of you guys are big Max Headroom fans? Any of you guys? You're like probably not as big of a nerd for this shit as me, but Max Headroom's a pretty big show in my childhood. 20 minutes into the future. Fuck yeah, Kyle. That's what it said at the beginning of each episode. We're 20 minutes into the future. One of the things that was awesome about the Max Headroom universe was it was dystopian in an interesting way. The television networks ran the show. There were still governments, but they were completely playing second fiddle to the government or to the oh, what the hell, Nick? I'm glad you made it. Thanks, buddy. I'm glad you were able to show into it. Yeah, and yes, we will discuss the piracy incident as well, Manly, but it's honestly something that I think there should be an AI called Dan Better. God, you guys are killing me. No, honestly, the Max Headroom show, I think, because of the Max Headroom incident, I think a lot of the really cool shit about the show just kind of gets lost. For example, like I was saying, in their future, the television networks are to run the government. The governments are all subservient to TV networks, and TV networks are so powerful that, well, like when you guys hear me talk about a fly, and I say the Max Headroom is that fruit fly. Oh, and the Max Headroom show, Network 23 is a big TV network. They've got their best reporter, who's like an investigative journalist. He's Edison Carter. He's a thorn in their side because he's always digging into their bullshit. But at the same time, he gets fucking great ratings. So they don't really have a choice, but they put Edison Carter out there because he gets such good numbers. So at one point they try to kill him, and after they've dumped his brain into a computer, and the brain is Max Headroom. So very, when I say they Max Headroom a fruit fly, I mean they dumped a something's brain into a box and it thinks it's real. And that's exactly what happened on this. I wish Matt Frewer was making a surprise appearance here tonight, Chad. That would be tremendous. Yeah, Captain Caveman's great. I actually follow the Captain Caveman the Captain Caveman grooming style. No, we won't be talking about the Captain Midnight. Maybe we'll talk about the Captain Midnight TV hijacking. We get into all the TV hijacking part. Yes, Max was super trippy back in the day. So, like, the first episode, for example, they had this thing called Blipverts. And what the Blipverts were was these advertisements that would stimulate your brain, stimulate your neurons, stimulate you so much that it released a bunch of energy from your cells that it made you die. Pop! You exploded, right? And I'd show a clip, but I'd probably almost certainly get demonetized for any of the cool Mac Tedrum stuff. But it's really, really fun. An interesting idea about the way that they were, you know, able to manipulate advertising from outside. And then, of course, even more powerfully, they manipulate your bodies through advertising. But then, of course, they cover it up because they finally start killing motherfuckers. They're like, oh, we can't keep that. Can't let that go. And so, of course, Matt Frewer digs into that and Max helps him out. All right, let's talk to some of you real quick again. Paisley Dan. Yeah, Hugh Hefner. Oh, dude. I'm telling you, I went to buy a few things to do. I just, for those of you who haven't heard yet, I did a Milo Rossi response. I'm editing it. I was hoping to get it up today, but I just couldn't get it up in time. But insert joke there. I'll have it up tomorrow for sure. And insert another joke there because nothing else is getting inserted. Anyway, after the shopping for the rings, I went to a thrift store and found this shirt that actually still had the tags on it from Nordstrom for like $145. It was marked down to $18, and I paid $16 for it. It's like brand new. It's like never been worn until my hairy ass wore it. So pathetic, because what was really funny was 2 days later, I saw somebody wearing this exact shirt, I'm pretty goddamn sure, at a bar, and he's all sporting it and happy and proud of it, and I was just like, rock on, buddy. I bought this to make fun of Milo Rossi with. Because come on, man. What the fuck? Yeah, Hugh Hefner would be all happy with that. A surprise live, says Salty Texian. Hell yeah, I am doing well, Salty, and thank you so much. Hope you are too. I'm really glad Nick made it. Nick McCartney is my longtime moderator and good friend, and dude who takes care of the Dedunking Discord channel that I rarely show up on, but every now and again. Yeah, Nick's a great guy. So, thank you, Nick, for being here. If nothing else, sorry that the internet's putting you and everybody else and giving you the notifications later. Not at all, but what do you do? There was a Drudge Dead comic where they were basically paying homage to the Pinball Wizard. They brought a guy who was deaf, dumb, and blind to play the sex machine. He won and his head exploded. Okay, I can go with that. Tune into Network 23, the network that's a real mind blower. I love those Blipverts. Oh, yeah, fuck, dude. Max really tears it up. That's one of the things that Max Headroom can do is he like the character, he can go like jump around to the different TVs on his own. And so you see this motherfucker doing all kinds of stupid shit. Honestly, I don't know if I could do a preview. I'll open up my editing software. Oh, thanks, Maddie. I'll open up the editing software and see if it will allow me to do such a thing. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it won't. Yeah, it just gives me access to the other internet windows. I apologize. But yeah, I can't do anything with the editing software just yet. But I can show you like clips of me repeating myself over and over again. But I'll give you a little tasty bit of what it entails. For example, Milo's talking about Filippo Biondi, the radar engineer, the scientist who works with radar. Oh, okay. Well, if you meant verbally, well, that's exactly what you're going to get. Mission accomplished. Okay. So, again, Milo's talking about this cat named Filippo Biondi. He's the dude behind all those pyramid scans from the Coffrey team. Okay. He's a radar engineer. Milo doesn't know he's a radar engineer, even though he's reading things that say he works with radar. At one point, it calls him a radar engineer, and Milo says, calls it a random superlative. Yeah. He at the end of it, he says, I don't even know what Filippo Biondi does. I think it has something to do with science because he sounds like that. It's just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, he's got over like a million views, like 1.3 million views on this video that is basically, I don't know anything and turn on a computer. Which, one of the things that's really funny as fuck about this, he didn't think about when he was just sitting there going, I don't know anything about this. The man makes his living debunking pseudo-archaeology. Big quotes around pseudo-archaeology. Now, when it comes to pseudo-archaeology, you get the really crazy theories like ancient aliens and Atlantis and Anunnaki and all this shit. And what place do they always, like the number one fucking place is ancient Egypt. Giza Plateau, the three big pyramids, the Sphinx. Milo doesn't know anything about the Sphinx. Milo makes his living debunking people who have theories about ancient Egypt, and he doesn't know anything about the fucking Sphinx. Just all just have a moment of silence for fucking logic, sanity, and reality. This is proof we're in a simulation. If that succeeds, it's like fucking I should make the Wiggles as far as this shit goes instead of actually like trying to educate people, because clearly just vapid stupidity, wearing an open shirt and some freaking totally straight rings carries the day. Anyway, back to Max Headroom. I've been cussing about this all day. Please like, subscribe, turn on, guess. Fuck yeah, thank you, Dave. Milo's that long-haired guy. Yeah, you could call him a beta. I don't know if I'd call him a beta. I'd call him a commie. No, he does write his own script. He does write his, well, okay. He gives them an outline and tells them he wants this. It's their job to give him the proper data. In this video, he just literally is reading the articles in real time. A couple of times, they even call him out for just padding the video length. He's like, oh, well, what do we got? This is the same article as the last one, huh? It leaves these 30 seconds in because he's trying to get as close as he can to that 1 hour mark. That's where he likes to get his videos. My grandma had the same print on it. God damn it. I might have stole this from your grandma. It's tough to say. Dangerous, filthy America. Body a kitty, a head of a human, and a missing nose even. All faith has been lost. A radar operator to learn radar theory and shit like that. I'm on question about the process itself. Yeah. A lot of people don't know the difference between sonar and radar. A lot of people, you know, when you get outside of their field of expertise, a lot of people don't know shit. But if somebody's interested and they care to, they can learn plenty, right? And that's one of the things I think that all of those guys, all the debunkers seem to forget about, is that it's not difficult for us to, like, I bought a paper not too long ago for one of my fucking videos, man. I just paid the $20 and bought the paper. This is how hard it is for us to access the information that is. There is some information we can't get to, but that's the stuff that they try to pretend doesn't exist. Oh, they're not hiding anything. Don't worry about that stuff over there. But yeah. You know, I have some questions about the synthetic aperture radar thing myself. Like I said in my first video on it, and like I ended up saying in this one, seems to me like AI is a, you know, well, the first big thing that they talked about was five King's Chambers in the Great Pyramid, but they're using AI to collate the data, so it's not surprising. Excuse me. Excuse me twice. It's not surprising that one King's Chamber becomes five. You know, you look at the fucking guy's fingers on the internet around the AI photos, and they used to have 10 of the damn things. Same thing with the tunnels, the pillars going way the fuck down. I've seen dudes with their legs and arms and shit all distended and fucked up. Thank you. But this shirt is hella sus. It's one of the things I say in the video. I say that me and Milo both look like doped up drag queens. Because again, I'm dressed like this. So, I do need to smoke some to get my wind back. That's actually a good idea. Thank you. I was wondering about that. It's way too much oxygen in my THC system. Hollywood actor, actor, chimpanzee, Bonzo. Oh, dude, you don't even know the stories. Do you know the stories about Nancy Reagan? She was like the BJQ in the parking lot. She was like, you know what BJ stands for? The third letter is queen. Yo, Dano, have I seen the Max Headroom episode of Wi-Fi? Fuck yeah, of course I've seen that. I, as a matter of fact, there was no information on there that I didn't already know. Not because I'm smarter than AJ or anything. It's just this is something I'm really into. Like, okay, with the Max Headroom shit, the first episode, they're all about the Blipverts, and they're introducing Max. There's a movie that covers the same stuff. They've got body banks. It's what they do with Edison Carter. They drop him off, the reporter. They drop him off at a body bank, and he's not quite dead yet, and they still buy him. Oh, yeah, we'll pay money for that guy. You're like, whoa. And in the first one, like, it shows you the universe is pretty dark and pretty underhanded. In the second one, it's one where this dude's like, there's like this skateboarding half pipe thing, and they're using switchblades and shit and fighting with each other and cutting, and he's fighting for money and these death sport kind of things. Where the show really, like, there's a few of them that really take the cake. One of them, there is a church that will download as much of your deceased loved one before they die. They'll download as much of their personality as they can. And they promise to eventually put them back in a body one day, but sadly they can't do that because unfortunately they don't download enough to begin with. But it's, you know, it's like this religion of technology. There's a lot of the things like that, all the way through to a paramilitary group that makes terrorism stuff that's just meant for show, not meant for like killing people. Like their TV cameras, like their film canisters are M16 clips, right? Fucking there's a lot of very straightforward metaphors in it. One of my favorite lines in all of the stuff, I bet I could find this one really quick without running afoul of the sensors. We'll see. When I look up Max Headroom, and my thing right now is a top hit, but it's just doing that to like make me feel good. Oh, Max Headroom. It's from Blank Reg. If I can't find it real quick, I'll just tell you guys. But you know, it's like the old. Yeah, here we go. 26 second. Here we go. This is actually funny.
What's that?
It's a book.
Well, what's that?
It's a non-volatile storage medium. It's very rare. You should have one.
No, I know I'm old. I know I'm a old ass boomer, but the non-volatile storage medium thing is fucking hilarious. Oh, the sci-fi show Carbon was fun. Red Dwarf was tons of fun. If anyone's holding our brain waves from conception to death would be further advanced than us, that's fair. This show was a lot of fun. I loved the crap out of it when I was younger. And I still love it now in the regards that, you know, in the last episode that they aired, there's they have these little this baby grow bags, I think is the name of it. And they got like this outside womb that you go to and just like drop off your fertilized eggs and come back and you know, get your kid. And of course there's always a conspiracy with this stuff. This world is so fucked up. Like I said, TV networks run everything, and one of the things that is hilarious about it is you're not allowed to turn off your television set. It's against the law to have an off button on your TV set. It's one of the scenes. I love this show to death. It's so hilarious. Yeah, we damn near live in a lot of way things like Logan's Run, or it's a lot of different stuff. Oh yeah, his hair is definitely all goofy like that. But yeah, since I usually talk about archaeology, I don't want to bore you guys forever, but I did want to make it very clear that I would be talking about Max Headroom some. But yeah, the Milo Rossi response, I think you guys will find really enjoyable, because he's like, you know, he's considered, you know, a trained archaeologist and intelligent you know, well educated and knowledgeable. And yeah, he makes mistakes, but he you know, it's he handles these things all right. But this was just like, he literally has no fucking idea what he's talking about, and he says it a couple of times. He's like, oh, you know, I took 3 days off and did some research, and I come back and you know what, I didn't find anything. I did some research and I didn't find anything. He's like, the fuck you didn't, you. I might make a bunch of jokes about him doing coke and fucking chasing women and drinking all the time. I might make a joke or two about that. There might be the cocaine is a hell of a drug clip in there. I fucking go to town on this kid because he's clearly not doing his job. Fortunately, live to see that shirt. God bless you, Dave. Well, thank you, Manuel. No, you can't really turn off a smart TV. You can unplug it and face the wall with it. I've been a trained sausage. I love having some of these people show up here from the dirt from Kerp community. Kerp community. Is it Kerp community? Kerp community? Maybe that's how it is. It's Adderall. That's one of the things that he says is that he'd trust like an Adderall-addled 12-year-old or something before he would trust Filippo Biondi with Radar. But it's like Filippo Biondi's worked with Radar all of his life. And, of course, I have to make the joke. I know you trust your plug, but that 12-year-old doped up on Adderall is probably not as good when it comes to Radar as Biondi is. He's probably a better plug. Anyway, we're respectful around here. We smoke weed and chase women, hold the coke. Yeah, we let the women hold the coke. That way, if the cops show up, it's not us that goes down. But anyway, it's pretty funny. I've seen some really horrible videos that have come here. Yes, Prometheus, you showed up at the perfect time. Yeah, I've seen some really bad stuff that's come out of a lot of the debunkers channels. But this is just like, he didn't give a fuck, man. He's literally treating it like somebody who'd never heard of a flat earth before and started talking shit about it. If he was debunking the flat earth, he would be surprised to know that flat earthers believe in an ice wall around the exterior. He would be like, huh? I don't understand anything. Smart is self-monitoring and reporting technology. All right. G.I. Joe. Is they're the force that will save the day, and Cobra stands for coming on bitches. Maybe not. I'm not sure. You should probably not let me make up acronyms on the flyer. I'm going to get demonetized. We all know science is done on mushrooms, not on Adderall. Now, see, I have to agree with you about 60%. Have you put the two together? Well, I haven't, but you can imagine what it'd be like if I did. Let me get a drink of tea here while you guys make some fun comments. You guys we're having a little fun tonight. I'm enjoying myself. See, the thing is, everybody feels like all you need is hallucinogens or uppers, and the two are diametrically opposed, but that's not true. That's not true at all. You can take those and get drunk all at the same time. It's, there's nothing wrong with any of that. Well, there's tea in this. It's only like 6:52. I've got other stuff. Yeah, so they got the puff pass going on, but it's too early in the day for me to be drinking. I've still got editing to do. This video, I'll make it video go live tomorrow afternoon. Meth can make you hallucinate. Yeah, sleep deprivation can be a fucking savage little beast, can't it? That fourth or fifth day of staying up on something, you don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. So they say. Now, most of my experience with staying up for days at a time came from cocaine back in the day. But back in the day, you see, now my heart beats so hard I have to leave my shirt open on my unbuttoned shirts just to leave room for it. I'm not, that's like two sausages touching, not going to go there, but Dick's using meth, baby. Oh no, it get energized. Cocaine cancels out psilocybin. What? I never tried that. I have to find that one out. All the more reason to do LSD, right? I mean, I suppose that's how that works, right? Something along those lines. I mean, see, all this chemistry stuff's difficult. If only we had some place where I could look and see what actual science has to say about these different things, then I could find out. I bet if I go type in, does cocaine cancel psilocybin? It'll tell me. Then it'll ask me if I need help. Do you need help with your psilocybin and cocaine problem? Which one's bothering you the most? You know that's how it would go. But we'll find out. Because why wouldn't we? We have, this is why everybody has a, this is why everybody has one of them producers. Oh, man, no. Cocaine does not cancel or neutralize the psychedelic effect of psilocybin. Instead, combining a potent stimulant like cocaine with a hallucinogen like psilocybin creates a dangerous physiological and psychological mix. It drastically increases heart rate, blood pressure, anxiety, and the risk of adverse cardiac or psychiatric events. I'll remove this from the stage. Fucking, I'll have to start letting you guys fucking read this shit. I'm so terrible at this stuff. See here. There you go. Cardiovascular risk. Boy, look at all that. Therapeutic context. Oh, people are trying to do psilocybin. Look at this. We're learning stuff today, kids. It certainly cancels out alcohol. Yes, yes, it does. It only maybe like a shitload of it. Well, yeah, you could well be right. I have no idea here on that one. And to be honest with you, I don't really trust AI. You know, call me crazy. All the experience that I've had with AI has been bad. Not all my experience, but by and large, if I ask AI anything off the beaten path, it gets a little stupid. God, the post-coast poop. Oh shit, man. Yeah, mushrooms too. Neither one of them get happy. God damn, I'm gonna get demonetized just for talking about having a good time in the 90s. Totally in the 90s, never any other time. Hey, check this out. You guys remember when they did that movie with them about the Mitchell brothers? If you don't know who they were early pornographers in like the 70s. And the movie had Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, the two brothers. I have one of the rarest Mitchell Brothers tapes on Betamax. And Reefer Madness and Cocaine Fiends. And the reason that it's so rare is because the back of this thing has a bunch of boobies and stuff on it. This was only sold in porno shops. But who the fuck goes to a porn shop and buys Reefer Madness and Cocaine Fiends? Clearly no one, because this thing looks fucking brand new. Anyway. Yeah, I'm a dork. I used to buy and sell that kind of crap for a living. Yes, Behind the Green Door, I'm pretty sure, was Mitchell Brothers. A bunch of that crap was Mitchell Brothers. Dude, there was a guy here in Spokane that had a shitload of tapes that he went out of business. Like in the mid to late 80s, they passed a law here in Spokane where stores had to get rid of that back room. For those of you who remember when VHS rental stores had like a little back room where you'd go kick it back there and you could rent the nasty stuff. Stores had to make a decision what kind of products they would sell. And so the people that were selling pornography had to get rid of their regular crap and vice versa. So this dude had stuck with porn and he had boxes of tapes. So I bought a shitload of them. And all the beta tapes he had just had back there, whether they were porn or not, because nobody had beta anymore. This was like 10 years ago, maybe 14 years ago. God damn, I'm getting old. But at any rate, nobody had Betamax even still back in 2010. So that's why I ended up with tons of that shit. And I sold a bunch of it, but now that eBay doesn't even allow, you can't even put porn on eBay anymore. So I've got tapes that are rare that they just sit around on the shelves. I only smoke cannabis daily and occasionally drink under pressure. Yeah, me too. Debbie does Dallas. You use that tape too much. Oh yeah, I've watched it like 80 times. No, in all honesty, fun fact: I bought the Max Headroom movie, the original film of Max Headroom, from that dude at the big Betamax thing. It was still sealed. I opened it and I watched it. I kept the sleeve in really good shape and stuff. I ended up selling it to a guy for like a guy who was getting his tapes graded because it was in really good shape, the box and everything, because it was brand new. But I'd watched that like 50 times, man. The tape was getting pretty fucking wore out. This is making me want to take my last dab of 99% isolate. Oh, yeah. Have I ever acted in adult videos? No, but I've acted out adult videos, sometimes in jail, sometimes by myself, sometimes when I was in the Boy Scouts. It was terrible. And great all at the same time. Just depends. Shrooms are better than acid. Well, that's, that depends. If your stomach's not so hot, I would have to disagree. But, it's tough to say for sure. It's called training. Yeah, that's the word. All right. So anyway, as I was saying, you know, I did the thing that making fun of Milo Rossi. That one's, it's going to be a long ass video, but it's very thorough and it shows just like how he's got millions of followers. He gets all the attaboys from the archaeological establishment and he says nothing that's accurate. So, I mean, there's that. Now, as far as DMT being better than shrooms, DMT is kind of like better than anything because like you do it and you come right back down. So it's like you get high as a motherfucker. And then you're like right back to the real world, you know, in less than the time that it takes an old dude like me to take a dump. So it's pretty beautiful as far as drugs go. You know, it's I was joking with Ari Matheson that if all the crackheads were to smoke DMT, that they would probably smoke less crack. And he's like, why? And I said, because they could work afterwards. He goes, I don't think they want to work. And I laughed and said, yeah, okay, fine. They could suck dick for money to buy more drugs with afterwards. However you want to put it, right? Hey, Aid, how you doing? Milo Rossi with an I. He's totally awesome. Oh, thanks, Salty. It'll be fun. But can he kickflip? I think everybody can kickflip nowadays. That's kind of how that works now. ET talks to you, man. I just took all this shit down. I actually, like I always change stuff around for my videos. I just took this off the shelf because I was looking for my Max Headroom DVDs, but I have the box set somewhere on this shelf, but it's behind something. But I've got ET storybook. Look at that. From like a bajillion years ago. But you want to see a secret? It's as empty as my soul. Don't judge a book by its cover, as they say. Terrence McKenna. That motherfucker is crazy, dude. Oh, you need to try out. If you take a hefty dose of LSD and then you wait till you're just about to peak, and then you smoke three really strong hits of DMT. Well, this is a young man's game, let me tell you. But when you see the elves, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. That man, I love listening to him talk, but at the same time, it's like that dude at the bar that you're listening to. And you're like, I don't know if I want to listen to you more or if I need to, like, sterilize my mind after this. No, I can't use a catheter. I don't have the proper equipment. What the hell is going on, says Cat Simpson. We're babbling. Yes, that would be a pretty cool scrapbook cover. We're battling about all kinds of stuff. You are in the Presidential Commission on Catastrophic Nuclear Accidents. That's where we're sitting right now. Well, thanks, Mac Blagic. I do my best. To do a Terrence McKenna impersonation, all I have to do is kind of force myself to have a flashback, right? But I mean, fuck, this shirt does have to work for me. Oh, let's see what else we got on the shelf we could talk about. I just had, oh yeah, I had some really cool records up there. You guys remember records? And this one we used, everybody knows Jane Fonda's Workout, right? This was a real popular one back in the old 80s. You could work out like Jane Fonda. And it's got all these music on there, and it's got all these different things you can do with your body to exercise. Fucking great stuff. Totally a highly collectible piece right there. Now, I've also got Barbie's dance exercise, but this isn't the real Barbie. This is Barbie Allen. And this is the kind of stuff that, I remember this shit from back in the day, but those of you who don't are probably better off than me. We'll just put it that way. You know, there's only so much room in the hard drive, and fuck me. And screenshot, thanks. LOL. Barbarella. She was Barbarella. I have many milk crates of vinyl. Yeah, I've got a bunch of them still, too. Mine got sticky. Ba-dunch. Memories of a trip, a dream, or last week are all valid recollections of something that happened. That's fair, Dr. Strange Doom, but there's a difference, I think, between shared experiences and those that are not. You know, you could always argue that non-shared experiences are, quote-unquote, not real. So, you know, that's like the three fundamental logical things you have to accept in order to have a meaningful conversation is that we all exist, that reality exists, and reality has laws we can learn from. if not, then yeah. See, what thing is, Rocky, they had porn way back in the day. Those of you guys who didn't watch me on HPR Shredder's second channel, what was that one called? Waiting for Nintendo. So he brought up Betamax porn and being the reason that Betamax lost, which is not. It's a very common misconception. But see, I've got these ones right here that are the smokers, smoking hot. And these are like really, really old. Most of us saw our first sex films at what were then called smokers or at college fraternity parties. The wonderful world of video is sought out from private collections across the country, the sex classics of yesteryear, and has provided our viewers a nostalgic trip to the days of our youth. Included are the following vintage gems. Fucking Strap Yourselves In. Night School. The class dunce learns about sex at the hands of his female teacher. KKK Night Rider. A large black man in a KKK hood invades the bedroom of a gigantic black woman. Experienced Honeymooners. On early sex education. Yeah, you thought I was just going to pass over that? Fucking read that shit. Right at the fucking second one down. KKK motherfucking Night Riders. What in the fuck? Hey, there's my boy, Robert, from the Quest for Ancients. Dan, see you on stage in August, 16th through 18th, ACL Live. Bring a friend, second ticket, half off with checkout code 250. The future is ancient. Dude, let me tell you guys something real fast here. The whole self-plug-in thing, I try not to do too much of, but fuck me, this is worth doing real quick, because check this out. You guys saw me on Kurt Metzger, saw me on the Mystery Boys. I'm sure a lot of you guys saw that, right? Okay, the Mystery Boys are going to be on stage in Austin at the ACL Live. That's a place they film Austin City Limits. It's a big freaking stage. And I'm going to be there, and Randall Carlson is going to be there, and David Childress is going to be there, a whole bunch of other people. But, okay, just if you're here watching me right now, and if you enjoyed watching me talk to Duncan and talk to Kerp, then you are definitely going to enjoy watching all of us talk together and come shake hands afterwards. So, oh yeah, I'm well aware of Johnny Rebel's music. I grew up in the Midwest, AL, but I believe that that film is one of the ones they will never make again. It's absolutely unbelievable that they ever made such a thing. They definitely don't do things like they used to. But yeah, I've got some really goofy ass beta tapes around here. Where's that other one at? I've got some fun VHS too. Let's see if I can grab this without knocking everything off the goddamn shelf. That's a 50-50 shot there. All right. Check this one out. Atrocities at Ruby Ridge, the Randy Weaver story. Do you have beta tape? But what this is, the atrocities at Ruby Ridge, what that's all about is the Randy Weaver story. The whole point of this is it talking about how fucked it was that people got shot up there, the whole Randy Weaver thing. And now those guys probably had copies of KKK Night Rider on the original freaking 16mm film. But the deal was, is that they were like kind of in trouble. Oh, just got relieved from work. All right, Salty Texian, thanks so much for popping in when you could. Be well. One of the things that's fun about this stuff is that this is the kind of stuff that a lot of people have different takes on, but I haven't discussed Randy Weaver or David Koresh with Kurt yet, but I absolutely would love to. Hell, I want to hear what Duncan's reasoning is for he says he doesn't think that we nuked the Japs in World War II. The Japanese, excuse me, I'm sure that's politically incorrect now, but whatever. In World War II. So I wonder what his reasoning is as to why he thinks that didn't happen. But anyway, I love talking about this kind of stuff, even when I think that it's like not a conspiracy. I still love looking into this stuff just because of how crazy the mundane can be when people attach a conspiracy to it, you know? It's just insane. But so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it'll probably be a whole lot more fun than watching KKK Night Riders. Something small hats. Yeah, they'll wear hats. I'm sure that those guys wear hats. Right. That's what you mean, right? That's it's going to be a lot of fun, I suppose. It was a lot more fun joking with them, but you know, those guys get crazy. It's like Kurt gets going, man. He gets going. And the short video that I uploaded, that part where Duncan's trying so hard to find out why Flint Dibble flips me shit all the time. And he started to explain it. And as the screen scrolls by, he sees Flint's dad. He's like in mid sentence explaining, he goes, "Oh, there's his dad." And Duncan goes, "God damn it." It's so funny. it got answered. But you know, massive black woman, you repeat yourself. But flat earth lives matter. Tall and small, ministry of silly hats govern all. Oh yes, that was the place I remember. Now we're talking Monty Python and the shenanigans of the flying circus. I used to have a bunch of those on beta, Three Stooges. I used to have all kinds of that shit. Here's a fun one to laugh at that I've got on beta and VHS. This is called Strong Kids, Safe Kids. This has Henry Winkler on it. It's got a blank spot at the end of your tape so that you can record a little spot for, you know, the video print your child. Now, I'm going to show you, this might get the video demonetized, but I also know I can clip it out. And I absolutely have to show you guys this, because this, when I was a kid, this was how they taught you not to end up on Epstein Island. All right. And this is going to hurt you, okay? I mean, this is really going to hurt you in ways that I'm so sorry for this. Okay, here it comes. Okay, get ready. I apologize.
Penis is what boys have down in front. Penis is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard, remember that penis is the proper word. Vulva is what girls have down below.
Even though most people call it vagina, and some children call it Virginia.
Vulva.
Virginia.
All girls have a vulva, so no matter what you've heard, remember that vulva.
Feel your butt is relief in time of need.
Both boys and girls have breasts.
Aww.
Each person recognizes they're found upon our chests and grow to different sizes. Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word. So don't be appalled, because that's what they're called, and each of them's the proper word.
And yes, this is how I made it through Boy Scout camp without getting touched by the Scoutmaster. This is how I survived Thanksgiving when my uncles came to visit. I mean, fucking what? What the fuck? Dude, that's a very good question. Did the guy write that, or was he like hired? My son in the background is like, bro, what? Yes, poor kid. Yeah, fucking shit. Thanks for the reference, all. Oh, Eyewise Shut is saying his real shit since it came out. Yeah, it could well be. I mean, there's a lot. That kind of stuff does have a lot of overlaps in the real world. But yeah, dude, that was I'm getting pricked up. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's one of the worst. Best things. It was like decades past, and I remembered the song, but I didn't find it. And then YouTube comes out. I swear, dude, the first like month of YouTube after, like, it was about a year after it hit when I started watching it. And that first fucking month, dude, I watched like every Star Wars commercial and He-Man toy and G.I. Joe toy, all that shit like that I'd grown up watching over and over and over again. And holy fuck, man, I'd forgotten about that in some, like, you remember it, but you don't. It's not like something you think about every day. Yeah. And it, that was, that little song was on like a lot of these tapes. Like that one had Henry Winkler on it, right? And it's like, it's like this big thing. Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. Many of you know me from Happy Days, but right now I'd like to talk to you as Henry Winkler, the father, not the actor. This cassette, Strong Kids, Safe Kids, was put together because so many of us are concerned about the horrific potential dangers our kids face every day. That certain kind of weird touching and abduction are an unfortunate part of our lives. And as loving parents, as I'm supposed to teach our kids to stay safe. Okay, this, there's ones of this with so many different people. Mr. T had one. Yeah, that was fucking Fonzie, dude. Yeah, that was Henry fucking Winkler on there. Yeah. Like, look. Look, see, hey. Right? So there was one with Mr. T. There was a bunch of them. And all of them had that song. Like, almost all of them had that song. Oh, now we're talking about the song Dead Puppies. Did you know that that video for the Dead Puppies song was directed by... Oh, come on, I'm drawing a Bill. Oh, come on, what's his name? He's Game Over Man from Aliens. What's that guy's last name? Bill, what's his fuck? But yeah, he directed the music video for the Dead Puppies song. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry, damn it. The Fishhead song. I always conflate those two in my brain. I apologize, because they're both just dumb as fuck. Bill Hicks. Hickston? Not Bill Hicks, Bill Paxton. There it is. Awesome. Had different tapes. Yeah, I've got that on VHS, and there's two variants, and I've got like both variants on beta and a VHS copy too. I'm a big dork that way, because that shit's hilarious to me. And the Fonzie one isn't worth like half as much as the Mr. T one. And I know Mr. T was way more iconic when I was a kid, but they're both, it's just funny as a motherfucker. Although Mr. T, be I pay the poor food, touch on my goddamn kids. Right? That, probably be pretty funny, but Fonzie was pretty funny too. All those Dr. Demento songs, yeah. Bill Paxton, yes. The president? No, he's not the president anymore, man. He's dead. He's dead, man. It's game over, man. Yeah, that guy, he was great, dude. He was in so many fucking like cool roles that, you know, like in the original Terminator, when Arnie steals his clothes, he's all naked and he beats them dudes up. Bill Paxton is one of those guys, even, which I didn't know until relatively recently in my ancient life, you know, 10 years ago or so. But yeah, you guys see all the crap on my shelves all the time. I have massive fucking amounts of that stuff still. And I mean, I don't even like I don't even show off most of it in the videos and whatnot. I kick my fan around if I'm not careful. But like, just grab right over here off the shelf. We have Kiss of the Spider Woman on beta. And, oh man, this hasn't come out of here in a while. Yeah, see, that's what a beta tape looks like. For those of you who've never seen one, they kind of look like VHS, but they're smaller. This is a sealed VHS for Dog Park. Ooh, I've never seen this film. Because this is a promotional copy. It's not for resale. It's what's called a screener. This thing they used to do back in the day, they'd mail films to the VHS stores to like promote them. And so these films would have watermarks on the movie so the VHS store couldn't sell it or rent it. They would usually be worse quality. And the ads on there, instead of being coming next week, it's going to be Aladdin, it would be, hey, this film is really good, and if you buy 6 copies of it, we'll give you a free counter stand deed. If you buy 20 copies, you'll get a free 15 free posters. Blah, blah, blah. So they're rare, but they're not highly sought after unless the film is very popular. Paxton is the only guy to be killed by an alien, predator, and Terminator. Fuck, that's a good bit of trivia to know. That's not bad. Captain Lou Albano, PSA, said, you do drugs, you can go to hell when you die. Sorry, that's just too goddamn funny. What the fuck? Was that? Yeah, that was real music. That I didn't make that up. That was a real thing. Like, yeah, the proper word song. You can always look that up. Yes, Stallone's first thing was a porno movie. Here's Rock and Roll, the early days. It's what they call a side loader. They call it that because the tape goes in the side. It loads in the side. It's pretty brilliant, pretty crazy. Hey, thank you so much, Synchronosphere. I bought this to mock Milo Rossi, and it works. But, you know, you do what you can to have fun in this terrible, terrible world. So, all right, let's tell us what else we should talk about besides Bill Paxton. Should I just grab another movie off the shelf? Let's just grab another movie off the shelf. I'll give you guys a second to talk about it. Oh, here's one. Here's one that every time you have this discussion, it's okay. I don't know if you guys have seen Breeders before. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Abby. I have recorded music. I was in it was in some bands way back in the day, but nothing that we made CDs or tapes or anything back then. I record music. I'm lost in this one. Deep ancient American culture, which I know little about. Sorry, Rue. Okay, Breeders, this movie, I'm surprised this motherfucker's still on shelves right here, dude. This dude goes, this alien goes around and he like, no, it's not. This is a fucking, look, it's movie time. It's MGM movie time, motherfucker. It's got the little lion and shit on it. But this thing, this alien goes around and he's like, hey, I'm going to make all these women lust after me by poking them with this stuff. And then at the end of it, he's got this big alien bowl filled with this sticky white fluid that all these women are like swimming around in for like several minutes of 1980s alien bukkake, I guess you would call it, are on this fucking movie. This one right here. The world's insane, people. Insane. The guy who made Land Before Time also made the first furry porn? No way. Steven Spielberg? I think they had furry porn going way back in the day. I remember Fritz the Cat, and that wasn't porn, but it was knocking on the door. Toxic Prop Soup. Yeah, dude. Oh, no. Yeah, movies always have been insane. I won't argue with that. But, yeah, dude, the 80s had some crazy-ass fucking movies. They had some movies that you watch and you're just like there's one called Kidnapped where I think it's Kidnapped or Hostage. I've got it for sale because it's definitely not the kind of movie that I want. So it's still for sale somewhere. But it's a movie about this Vietnam veteran who like kidnaps this girl and he's like this woman and he's like going doing all the nasty shit with her and eventually she falls in love with him and understands him as a tortured, damaged soul. And I'm just like, yeah, those are no, I'm good. Yeah, Ralph Bakshi, he did that fucking Fritz the Cat and shit like that. That's the guy. Trauma Films, yes, the Trauma Films are RONG. Hey, this is like nostalgia to you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, there's a lot of these kinds of movies that were really, really funny. Hell, again, stacks of them over here. Here, Hamburger, the motion picture. This is one of my favorite films of all time. It's got Dick Butkus as the drill sergeant of Hamburger University, and they're making fun of McDonald's Hamburger University thing, and it is pretty amazing. Of course I saw Ninja Scroll. Ninja Scroll was great. Ninja Scroll and Devilman were amazing. Akira was amazing. I watched a lot of anime until I watched one that I can't think of the name of it. I'm okay with that. This is all like Back Retinum from Hastings off the shelves, right? And so I get this one home and there's like these girls at this school keep getting like attacked by these little creatures in the woods that bite on their boobies and stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of fucked. And then they summon a demon with this machine that like was like screwing all these chicks, and they all exploded this fountain of blood, like 50 of them all at once, and this demon appeared, and I was like, you know what, anime's fucked. And I didn't watch any since then in like any meaningful sense. And lots of people are like, oh, but you gotta check this one out, that's this kind of anime, you gotta check out this. Look, dude, the fool you once thing. No, dude, I'm good. Okay, I'm good. I have seen enough of that whole shit. I'll watch Speed Racer and Robotech if I want to see white people with big round American eyes drawn by Japanese people. That's about it. No, you couldn't make Cheech and Chong movies nowadays. That's porn, not anime. Sure, it's all. It was drawn by Japanese people looking like big white round American eyes, perfectly booked to make to catch the ball, as they said on South Park. And I'm literally watching from my hospital room while I'm on ketamine. You lucky motherfucker. I mean, not for being in a hospital, but you know, I hope you're doing okay. In all honesty, I hope you're doing all right. Oh no, Nick, you gotta go do time with your family. Yeah, man. I appreciate your help every time you show up, my friend. Thank you so much. I'm only gonna go for another probably another 35 minutes or so anyway. I just wanted to talk to people. Yeah, I've heard about the Studio Ghibli movies. They're supposed to be wholesome and epic. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like if you walk into a room and you smelt roses and then you saw your dad shot or something, you might have a hard time with the smell of roses forever. I don't know. I just, you know, like the anime. No, Akira I thought was amazing. Well, the revolutionary animation was done before with Yogi Bear. I don't know about that. Shit. Did you ever collect older Grand Theft Auto specifically on PS2? Yes, I do not have them now, but let's go ahead and pull up. Hopefully I can get onto Facebook. It's going to make me log in, I bet. I'll just have to show you on my phone because I'm not logged into Facebook. Big apologies there on this browser on my computer. But I had some really pretty amazing video game stuff back in the day. Here, we'll start with, here's some Betamax post-apocalyptic flicks that I had back in the day. Like, you see there's a Max Headroom and a bunch of other ones, right? And more. And those are all beta. But back in these days, the cool stuff in particular is the game room. And there is, it's crooked, but you can see all those PS2 and Xbox and blah, blah, blah. Two rows deep, you can see all the GameCube shit. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Nick. Yeah. If people go check out the Discord and stuff. Thanks again, Nick. I really do appreciate you coming in and talking with us helping keep things on track. But yeah, as far as Grand Theft Auto goes, in my opinion, my favorite is... Okay, as far as all around, 5 is probably the best that they've made so far. Vice City was the one that really made me fall in love with the series. 3 was really good, and I was really into it, but man, Vice City was the one where I was just like, holy shit, this game has massive amounts of flavor. Hey, HPR Shredder, how you doing, bud? We've been talking about video games and shit. He's the guy that runs the Waiting for Nintendo channel I did the live streams on. You guys should go check it out. I do not have TurboGrafx or Neo Geo anymore. I did. I used to have TurboGrafx, Neo Geo, had the Jaguar, the Emerson Arcadia 2001. I'm trying to list the rare ones. Vectrex, what's some of the other rare ones? I had a 4-port Atari 5200. That's kind of rare. RCA Studio 2, that's a rare one. It's not very fun. But yeah, dude, I had so many. Good, man. Hope you and the kid are doing good and everything. I had, as far as video game consoles goes, at one point, like, let's put it this way. When I started selling the shit off to pay for the court battle with my kid, I was like, I started selling cardboard right off the bat because the cardboard was, you know, expensive. Like, you sell a box and keep the system kind of thing. And man, I made thousands of dollars off of just cardboard. And this is, that was almost 11 years ago I got custody. So in 12 years ago, 11 and a half years ago. Yeah, man, there's tons of people through an original Nintendo system and games. Yeah, absolutely, man. There's AL. There's tons of people that would love that. Human lungs have been replaceable out of the first few hearts. No 3DO. Oh, I had the 3DO. I even had plumbers don't wear neckties, and it sucked. I even had a Tandy Color Computer 3, which I don't count many of the computers as a video game system, but the Tandy Color Computer line, the Commodore Amiga, and the Commodore 64, begrudgingly, it was used for so much stuff, but there's so many fucking games for it. There's one other, the TI-99/4A. These ones are all kind of like more video game systems than they are anything else. Yeah, thank you. Me getting custody was awesome for me, but for my son, it was a big one. Like, he had a real run at life as opposed to not. Yeah, the Amiga was amazing, dude. The Amiga was absolutely amazing. Sega CD was one of the systems that, like, I loved the shit out of. I still do. I still got, like, I don't have a whole lot of games, but I still have some games. And that's like that wallpaper behind you. That's like actual, you couldn't buy that, this Xbox wallpaper. This was stuff you, like, it went up behind where they would put the rows of shit at GameStop and stuff. But yeah, this one's one of the better ones for the Saturn. There's Die Hard Arcade. And then Panzer Dragoon 2 is V. I don't have a lot of expensive games anymore. Like I said, I sold most of them off, but yeah, I had a lot. Pong was so 6-7. Like, is that what you mean? That's pretty good joke. Pretty good joke. Oh yeah, Panzer Dragoon Z is awesome. Yes, KOTOR and KOTOR 2 were really good games. Oh, thanks. Not much. How you doing there, Biscuit? It's, you know, I should return to the Max Headroom show for a second. Oh, I love the Dreamcast. But to return to the Max Headroom show for a second, you know, there were so many episodes for that show that really got dug into, so many aspects of that show that really dug into things that we are dealing with today. Where, like, they're hacking things way outside of the way you would normally expect them to hack. Like, she's sending the little bots down, like the tracers to track things through plumbing lines and shit. This chat actually kind of scares me. This is a perfect chat. These guys are great. Dreamcast is good. Look, Kurt's not a member of the CIA, and all of the weed that we smoked on that show was that THCD or whatever it is, THC Delta, whatever Delta 9, whatever it is that you have to have legal there in Texas. You remember the game Mega Race? Use the Max Headroom aesthetic. Yes, I do. You know, I even had, I'll show you something fucking goofy. I ordered this from the UK. It was so pathetic. But, okay, you see that there is my Commodore 64 that I used to have, my Vectrex. And you see that game that's sitting there in front of the monitor? Let me zoom in a little bit. The game sitting in front of the monitor. Oh, come on, you piece of shit. It is the Max Headroom game. It was on cassette. And that, oh man, you want to see something horrible. It's not as bad as the proper word song, but it's pretty fucking bad. I mean, yeah, it was not a very, come on. Yeah, come on, you stupid thing. Okay, this is the Max Headroom game. Look pretty exciting, don't it? Okay, now, as you can see, that sucked. But if you did really good, and won the entire game after running around like a dipshit, you got this reward when you won the game.
Damn me, I've only got 30 seconds. After all those computer wimps out there that spent days packing my computer games, shifting around on their pathetic little bottoms, pathetic little bottoms.
Okay, I'm a lover of vintage video games, and I can't watch all 26 seconds of that. I'm sorry. Yeah, 20 minutes or so to load on cassette, Dave. That is absolutely correct. And yeah, you would. Every now and again, it wouldn't load properly, and that would make a person very sad. Max Headroom stars a British TV show. Then the actor they hire stole the idea and took it to the U.S. Kind of, sort of. He took it to the U.S., but the British, the people that were involved, they lost a lot of creative control, but they kept a lot of the money coming in. They hired Matt Frewer because he's got that chiseled jaw, and Max Headroom was always supposed to be a parody of a talking head. So they wanted somebody who was just like, hey, how are you doing today? With the chiseled jaw. So yeah, I had an Atari cassette drive. I used to have Atari computers, man. Atari like 1050 and the fucking 800 and a bunch of that bullshit. All right, I had so much of this crap, right? So much of this crap. But Eaters of Ice Cream is the book name of the 13th Warrior movie. Fucking what? Okay. That's absolutely crazy. My ear just evaporated. Yeah, dude, that's why I said I can't watch that whole thing. I don't, come on, man. That just kills people. Jeez. Jay Leno. Yeah, dude, it was, yeah, Jay Leno kind of it's Eaters of the Dead. Okay, that makes more sense. I say Eaters of Ice Cream. Goddamn, dude. That's insanity. That doesn't make no sense. But yeah, that one's a Max Headroom. Let's talk about, since I talked about the pirating incident not too long ago for a live stream that was just for my channel members. But, you know, when it comes to this show, one of the coolest things about it is that the show predicted this dystopian future, where people would, the television networks were under control, controlled everything, and people were at war with the television networks. And then some dude goes, and in the late 80s, like 1987 or so, he goes and hijacks WGN, the world's greatest news network. It was, according to them, it was Chicago TV network. These guys hijacked it with this clip of Max Headroom, but they couldn't get the audio to play. So they do it again, and this time they target Channel 7, and that time it pans out. It works. And so, come on, goddammit. I'll go ahead and, again, if I have to pull these out, I'll pull them out so I don't get demonetized. But go ahead and check this out. This is actually what happened on that day in, like, 87. We're watching Doctor Who. In case you were wondering, that was a little the kind of toy that you might find in an adult store sitting on his finger. And the first thing he said was, Chuck Swirsky's a freaking liberal, and he's talking. Chuck Swirsky was a WGN baseball, like, news sports reporter. So it looks very much like the original target was the WGN news network. This was 87, I believe. And yeah, dude, this is fucking, like, this is one of the freakiest things when I was a kid. This used to just, like, scare me when I was a kid.
Oh, I guess they're a giant bathroom piece for all the greatest world newspaper nerds.
Okay, so I was like, he just pretended to poop, and he made this giant WGN, world's greatest newspaper, Jeff Rap God, there you go. No, it's not funny, dude. It's fucking weird. We can't hack the internet like the guy could hack a TV signal, you know? LOL, yeah. Oh, we'll get to that part. Don't worry. We'll get to the part where they spank his butt. No, you know what's one of the craziest things about this is how much fucking work they went through, okay? That corrugated, watch the background. And then keep in mind that Max Headroom has all of these, like, weird lines that go around him whenever he's talking, right? He's got these lines that go around, these computer cubes and shit that go around him in the background. And then look at what they did with this piece of corrugated sheet metal to emulate that. It's so fucking funny.
My brother,
here it comes.
Doctor Who, save us. Doctor Who, save us. Please, Doctor, save us. Oh, God, Doctor.
As far as I can tell, a massive electric shock. He died instantly.
Oh, fuck. Doctor Who saved us. Yeah, the guy that really voiced, Max Fuhrer was in all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that was pretty crazy, huh? Yeah, it looks like they're in a storage unit. Yeah, oh yeah, dude, those people have gone through tons of stuff. There was nobody knows who did it for sure, as Durkin says. Nowadays, it's easy to hack a broadcast to a degree. So here's the thing. Back then, what they needed to have was like a microwave transmitter. They had to be able to target the fucking satellite dish and basically override the signal that it's getting from space, right? They basically have to override the signal, and that's not easy to do. And so they did pull it off. And there's some really interesting theories. One of my favorites. Okay, we'll start with the mundane one, first of all, is it's just an ex-employee of WGN that was pissed off at it. That one honestly probably makes the most sense. But one of the funnest ones, you can find it on Reddit, where this guy claims that he was in the hacker community in Chicago back in the 80s, and he was a younger guy, and like he's 14, 15, and he had these two brothers that were really, really good at hacking. And one of them was a little bit on the autistic side, and one of them was just smarter guy. But they had tons of old tech gear laying around, and they talked about some secret plan of theirs at a Pizza Hut. And eventually they perpetrated their secret plan, and according to the story, the guy doing the Max Headroom stuff has the same mannerisms as the guy that had autism. He had a weird sense of humor. He likes to rock a lot, and that he made weird sex jokes and stuff. That story is really fun because the Reddit thread goes on forever. It's from when Reddit was good. It's a good one. But, ultimately, we really don't know. We really don't know. Usually other signal intrusions that happened around the time, like the Captain Midnight one's another popular one. And that one's a simple, basic bitch one. Like Captain Midnight's not even scary when it compared to the others. Okay, like 1986 on HBO. Come on, you stupid thing. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, so you're watching this movie. And then you start cussing because you lose your connection, which back in those days, you couldn't just reset your router. You had to go kick your satellite dish and call your provider. And then you get this. $12.95 a month? No way. And it turns out that guy was a satellite dish repairman in like a sales center. And he was losing business because people, the increase in the cost made it where less people wanted to buy his product. So it's funny That gives you kind of a little bit of a little bit of an idea as to why the Max Headroom thing, like inside jobby job and close jobby job. That's the number one things is going to be people that worked there before, people that work close to them, because this is a complicated thing to do. But it's pretty fun, pretty interesting when you talk about it as well. Hey there, Cameron. All right, I'm going to scroll through here and talk to you guys for another 15 minutes, and then I'm going to call it a night. What do we got here? About 9 minutes behind the stream. I love my OG Xbox, but I have a problem. My collection of broken system repair is growing. Yeah, that happens. Everything was easy to hack for early freakers. Yeah, we could talk. The phone freaking community was pretty wild. For those of you who don't know about the phone freaking community, that was the early days of the hacking community, basically. A lot of it was ways to get long distance for free, ways to call around the country for free, by making different notes, different tones and shit. Hey, Dwayne, some guys have perfect pitch, and excuse me, they were able to. There's a video of a dude whistling and doing it, dialing around the country, around the world that way. There was a guy that was called Captain Crunch, and he was known because if you played the C note on the Captain Crunch whistle that you got in a box of cereal, it was the exact tone you need to get, like, in the AT&T system or whatever. So the phone freaking days, then it turned into, like, there's a lot of back rooms in the phones. Not, like, back rooms like the film, but, like, back rooms like an area where there's like 20 different lines always connected, and that's for maintenance purposes. So these guys would find out where those are and they would go hang out and shit. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates and Bill Wozniak, no, excuse me, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs' first big thing together was a black box that you would go to a payphone and unscrew the receiver and screw it into this machine. And then, so, when someone wants to ask, if it wasn't adult content, what killed Betamax? Well, what killed Betamax was runtime. The biggest reason that people bought VCRs in those days, it's called time shifting, at least it was back then. And you see it in the TV show Married with Children. On one of them, Peggy gets a job to buy a VCR. And the reason she wants it is so that she can watch Phil and not miss Oprah. That's the whole point. So you can watch Donahue and not miss Oprah. That is time shifting. That was the whole thing, is you could go to work and record films, the TV show that you couldn't. Well, I mean, dude, nowadays, when I'm done with this, I'm going to go upstairs and watch the rest of the episode of Reacher that I was halfway or two thirds of the way through with when I started this, right? This is the world we live in now. But back then, dude, if you miss that fucking TV show, dude, they might not ever air it again. There's plenty of shows they don't air no more, right? Remember Blu-ray? Me neither. But I'm actually deaf, but the other half hears pitch well. Parents got us good during Alice Cooper's Under My Wheels intro. LOL. Yeah. The funny thing about the way that VHS ended up winning that war was it got really shit fidelity down the road. I mean, there's some VHS recordings on the internet that look horrible, but they have them because they would just put one tape in and go to work and it record for 8 hours. Whereas Betamax never got above, like, I don't think six, never got as long as VHS. And that was the biggest problem. Yeah. See, you remember Geometrics and, he took the love format recorded leftover World War II animosity. No, it wasn't. I mean, JVC was a Japanese company and they're the ones that invented, the VCR. The biggest reason that, or the VHS player. The biggest reason was the time shift. You couldn't, there was never a point where you could put a Betamax tape in your VCR, set it to record, leave for work, come back 8.5 hours later and have it record everything. Yeah. Beta was better fidelity than VHS, hands down, especially it's got three settings on the OG, the big ass old machines going beta one. It spins a lot of tape for each frame. And that's what it really comes down to, is the number of magnetic filings that it's using to store the data on per frame, right? Each tape is covered in tiny little magnetic filings that get magnetized and pointed different directions. The machines ruin it, blah, blah, blah. The Americans ruined World War II. Yeah, we could have just been shooting people over in Asia still today. Instead, we just cut it fucking short. It's terrible. Yeah, everybody says what you're saying there, Cincospheres, but I have to show you. We already talked about this. These are both Betamax, and these are Prawn. Here, let me grab another one. It's just right over here. Look at this. Look at that. Look how old it is. Portrait of Deduction. Yeah, ancient. The Prawn companies did beta. They did plenty of beta. The problem was the runtime. The problem. Oh, you're fine, man. This is a super common thing. While we're on the subject, I'll poke a hole in another very common misconception. Some of you play Warhammer 40,000, and people say that Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader was a role-playing game. It was never a role-playing game. It was always a tabletop strategy game. I'll die on this hill, and I can prove it all fucking day long. Anyway, Laserdisc was awesome, Andrew. The deal with Laserdisc is because you couldn't record from TV. It didn't do the time-shifting thing, so it was a flex. Owning a Laserdisc player was the only way to get a lot of that extra content back then. It was the only way you would get things like... I'm sure I've got a Laserdisc right here, but I don't think it's got any of the special features on it. But a lot of these back then would have special features. Let's see. Is this one? No. But yeah, here's Beauty and the Beast, laser video disc, right? The TV show with, this is Hellboy, and that's Sarah Connor. And I don't know if they have a Terminator or not. I remember watching this one as a kid, but now I just buy the things. Man, I got a fucking big old mess. I got to clean up after this is done. God damn. But yeah, the whole deal with Laserdisc was you got better fidelity even than Betamax. And I mean, there are some Laserdiscs that have 1080p. When you go back to like the late 90s. Yeah, dude, fucking late 90s. It's crazy, but you have to get an upscaler and shit. Like, it's you couldn't just. Anyway, that's pretty fucking talented, pretty advanced shit for its time, but it's really, really niche, really, really rare. And Alan's got a Alan said an N6 said a great thing here. It's wild. The special features are dead. What short magical time we had. Yeah. Yeah, I've got the movie Excalibur on Laserdisc. It's right over there. I have to run through my cords and shit. Shouldn't show off, Dan. Wouldn't have a mess. Yeah, I know. Showing off, Dan, is what this shirt's designed to do. But yeah, there's a lot of things like that that people, that end up in the public zeitgeist because, you know, somebody says it and then it just becomes a thing. Like, fuck, when I was a kid, the movie King Kong versus Godzilla. Okay. Now, King Kong's American, Godzilla's Japanese. And everything that I ever read about it back then would always say the same. In America, King Kong won. In Japan, Godzilla won. That they'd done it this way to appease both audiences. And that's not true. That's just was a rumor that went around more than one published book. This is something that we've seen the news media do this in recent years a lot too. The faster the news cycle gets, the more apt it is to happen, where they just repeat somebody else's bullshit. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I have all kinds of audio and video crap. I'm a big nerd. Thanks. I'm glad that you find it interesting, Al, because it's pretty weird. I enjoy a lot. I mean, pop culture stuff's fun, but the weird tech is really weird. A lot of people don't like it, but, you know, old tech seems just stupid to a lot of people, but I enjoy it. A lot of stuff doesn't even seem right. Like playing a Vectrex in particular, Vectrex has its own monitor that just hummed like a motherfucker, like the kind of so much electromagnetism you could feel it from the next block over. Your hair stood on end. Playing a Vectrex game without that hum, it just doesn't feel right. They made a pretty good emulator for it for the Wii that even had like the tracers and stuff that the game would make because of the way the monitor was set up. But oh, Cameron, why are you so mean to me? You hurt my feelings. I smell mildly nice. Oh, but Skippy versus Flipper. How about Skipper versus Flippy? Yeah, these are the real. Nobody ever asks how your Flippy is, but they always ask how your Flipper is. See, yeah, I loved the tracers on the Vectrex. The Vectrex was like the system of the. It was so fucking cool back then. Yeah, old tech was very cool. I loved it. The experience was the electromagnetic pollution. Dude, it's one of the things that honestly I love to talk about because Think about it. When those of you who are old, do you remember when you were walking down the street and you could tell when your neighbor had their TV on, right? You could just feel it. It's like that electromagnetic field was something you could just pick up on. You couldn't exactly put your finger on it and say, this is why this is happening, but you could tell. They don't really know exactly why that is. You're just sensing the electromagnetic field, but they don't know exactly what sense is doing that. You can't really put your finger. Can you tell me what sense it is? So this is, you know, when they say stuff like sixth sense, they're not being stupid, man. They're trying to articulate something that we have a hard time articulating because it doesn't quite trigger all the time. But we do feel things that are outside of our normal range of senses. Dan gone whack. Yeah, you go ahead and Google it and see. Just missing Jack Bros did a complete Virtual Boy collection. Dude, you are a fucking champ and a sadist. Do you hate yourself or you just hate your eyeballs? Sorry. Why can humans electronic feel? What evolutionary pressure is there for that? Now, see, and now we're getting into the crux of the matter. And it could be a byproduct of something else, but it seems more likely that it's electromagnetic stuff that we are detecting that helps us. Our own electromagnetic field picks it up. That's quite possible. I mean, it's like mystery lights on acid equal traces. LOL. Yeah, see, and that's the thing is, it's like when we know, like, these things are super real. Like, I've got a fucking 36-inch Magnavox sitting right here. It's just a massive, maybe it's a 30-inch, but it's a massive old tube TV. The fucking thing from the wall, it sits out this far, literally, okay? Fucking, it's huge. And, yeah, I turn that thing on, and you're going to feel it from outside. It's just a pretty goddamn big field. Yes, I have gone Pikachu. I will, like, sit down and jolt you with the shark. Our fascia is what detects it. Maybe it's your fascia. It's my soffit that detects it. Dude, magnets, nobody knows. Dude, if ICP can't suss what they are, I don't see how I'm supposed to figure it out. I mean, for real. Those guys are fucking smart. You know, the one dude bought his daughter a fursuit and then was like mad because it was a low quality fursuit. And he was like bitching about it publicly. I don't know if his name was Violent J or fucking Slappy G or fucking whatever the fuck those guys' names are. They do have the IQ of potato bugs. Let's just put it that way. But, yeah. Every bit of the bits of the every particle and atom is electrical. So, I know there's a lot of electricity. LaserDisc just happened after MJ dropped Thriller. No, a laser disc happened before that. It was 76, 75 even, but an MJ dropped Thriller in, I think, 81. Is that right? But, yeah. I used to have a first-generation Magnavox laser disc player, and that thing literally it weighed like 60 pounds. Yeah, it's Yeah, it's tough to say. Like, a lot of the stuff, I do think, like, you watch the way that certain animals act in unison, and you watch the way certain things happen. You could fucking just feel it when you're on a sports team or something. And, yeah, I used to do sports. I know, it's crazy. You can just feel it. Like, when you're on it, you're on it. And when your team's not, your team's not. And you just kind of fucking know it. It's like there is some senses to these things that we have, and I don't think that this is some mystical magical thing. I think it would absolutely be scientifically plausible. But problem is, this is probably a really good thing to end this on. Hey, do you think that maybe, just maybe, the reason they're not finding out the answers to these things is that they're not asking the questions and actually considering the fact that maybe there's a real mystery here? You're not looking for your lost car keys, you're never going to find them, right? And if you claim or believe that there is no lost car keys, well, you'll certainly never find them, right? Yeah. Pretty wild. The Who is over here asking about ass fingering. Hey, Dan, when you first met Graham Hancock, did you finger each other's assholes? Wow. Yeah, totally, dude. Absolutely. That was exactly what we did. Hey, Leafy, how's it going? It's grounded in science, but this is so you, Dan, LOL. Yeah, well, I mean, of course it's going to be in science. My car has keys. I don't fucking have none of these fancy new new crazy cars that you just press a button on, it goes. Yes, Rebecca McNamara says it very well. Why ask questions if you don't want the answer? And that's exactly it. These guys do not want to know what they're talking or what the answer to these questions are, so they don't want to ask them. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't get to, but I could have if you would have imagined what it would have been like. Well, thanks so much for hanging out, guys. I'm going to get off of here. Don't forget to click the like and subscribe button. Donate bajillions of dollars to the Patreon, to the Ko-fi, to the YouTube buttons. And thanks for hanging out. I hope you guys have a good day. Catch me tomorrow. I've got a big-ass video that's going to be fingering Milo Rossi's butthole. We'll put it that way, except it's not going to be very polite. I'll be wearing sandpaper gloves when I do so. Yeah, thanks. Love you guys so much. Take care. Be well. What did he ask about Flint? Did you Flint Graham's dibble? That's exactly what happened. Well done. Well done. Yes, love you guys to death. Thank you very much. Here we go. We're going to be streaming out, and then I'm just going to wave, and I'll just vanish into